The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are we podcasting?
I think we might as well be.
Let's podcast. First of all, you can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Where are my Invisalign?
Where's your Invisalign, Kristen? Did you lose them?
Darn it.
Just an update. Kristen left her Invisalign in my yard. And we're going to see if Penny, my Labradoodle, is wearing them. And she'll pop them back in as soon as she gets them. Don't anybody worry. She looks mad. She looks mad. She can't find them. They got to be somewhere. You didn't put them in there, did you? You put them in the top part?
No.
She's got a lot of pockets because she's got
overalls on. Hi, everybody. Do I look terrible? Did I forget anything? Makeup. I don't care.
No, you seem like you have makeup on.
I have a little bit of makeup because I have foundation because it has sunscreen in it.
I have a lot of foundation on because I had like a preteen breakout this weekend because I'm trying some. I think what it is, I tried this oil cleanser. Have you tried one of those before?
Are you talking about slugging, which is very interesting?
No. It's a cleanser, but it's oil. You put it just on your face.
I'm surprised you tried that.
Up. Well, I thought, look, I'll try anything.
I really like this cleanser that's like an old school cold cream called Pharmacy, F-A-R-M-A-C-Y. You can get it at Sephora.
Does
and
it
I've
have
talked
CBD
about
it. CBD in it?
No, but I wish. But you just put like a wad on your, and it's greasy. Yeah. It's like you literally put it on, it's like greasy. You leave it on for a couple minutes, and then you're just supposed to, you can use a cleanser if you want, but you're just supposed to rinse it off, and it kind of keeps you.
Cold cream.
It's kind of awesome. I really
cold
like
cream,
it.
Cold cream, actually.
Because I'll bring here's some of this pharmacy for you, and you guys can try it, because I think it's fantastic.
Here's what I did. I was like, I'm going to try this stuff. I'm looking old. What if I get like, a little breakout or something like that. How bad can it be? 2 days of trying new stuff. I know how bad it can be.
This is why I don't try new things.
I had
to the old guard.
I got this pimple that like I brought me to my knee when I touched it. It was so
painful.
Those
are the worst. I had one in my nose last week. Those are the worst.
Hurt. Yeah.
And then but you know like, I can't not touch it because I have an issue.
No, that's, I know, you got it.
That's
and it's,
the most
it'll
fun.
Start to peel. I know. I think we covered that in the last podcast. But if anybody wants to know about other gross places we have acne, we can talk about that.
I can talk about it because it's all happening in my hairline. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, I am going to try this new hair stuff too that's supposed to make your hair fuller. Look, I've been letting it go. Obviously, I've been letting it go.
I know. I've been just... like not feeling good about myself and it really bugs me. And I was telling my husband, I was like really frustrated and he goes, this is how my husband compliments. And it's literally perfect. He goes, Kristen, you have really pretty hair. And Kristen, you have really pretty eyes. And you know what? I think you have a great ass. And I would personally like to have sex more, but your disposition is the thing that needs work.
I see a compliment or two in there. Yeah.
I was like, okay, And C minus on the overall. Yeah. But he was like so happy about the first things he listed. Like,
Colin, you've got great hair. Yeah. You've got a great smile. But you know what? Don't talk. Don't open your mouth, man. Ruin it right away.
I can't get behind that comment more. If he would just not say, sometimes you say so much more when you don't say anything. Yeah. That is something my husband does not understand.
You could just do this.
Yeah.
If did I he make was that like, noise right? Rrr. Sorry. Yeah.
If he just did that, I'd be like, quit it. But it's the fact that he has to give me like a nuanced note.
Yeah. At the same that way. That doesn't feel good.
I'm like, I get it. You think I have nice hair? You think I have nice eyes? You think I have a nice ass? You'd like to bang me more. But overall, my disposition is a problem right there. I'm out of this compliment.
That sounds like a lot of work, man.
I know. You've just given me work.
I'll just go to the gym. That sounds easier than doing self-work. Which I don't want to know.
Way harder.
I also, can I be honest?
Well, I think you got to say where we can listen to this podcast because we're going to rev up.
Well, wherever podcasts are listened to, and you can also watch it on YouTube if you want to. The YouTube, as the kids say. Find us on Facebook.
Nobody says it like that, but we do.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and come see our live show. It's a good time.
Yeah, you can see our live show. Go to imomsohard.com. You can also...
you get tickets there and then you don't pay dirty scalpers.
Yeah, that's the most fun is to get a bunch of your girlfriends together and go out. From what we're hearing, it's a good time. And we're having a good time, so we'd love to have you there. But thanks for listening to our podcast today.
Got to go back to the thing that's really messing me up.
Okay.
This is not going to be what this podcast is about. But I got to tell you, hearing... freaking Kim Kardashian lost 16 pounds in 3 weeks is the most unhealthy thing in my brain. Because
I know.
I'm like,
how'd she do it?
What? And like how? And it's obviously it's not healthy. Hello, Matt Damon's heart shrunk when he lost all that weight too fast for Saving Private Ryan. Yep. Like, why are we acting like that was cool? And why is she bragging about it so much? And like,
I can play devil's advocate on that. In a way, because Kim Kardashian, even more so than an actress, is someone who literally makes her living based on her body and her personas, if you will. So the fact that they were going to let her wear this Marilyn Monroe dress and she wanted to do it, Kim Kardashian does not go home and Google how to lose 15 pounds in 3 weeks.
No, she's got a doctor that like, gives her an IV people. Or something to flush out her system.
She has.
All I'm saying is, Kim, give up the facts.
She has the high-grade NASA-level shit that we are not allowed to see, that probably she goes into some, like, compression chamber and they fill her full of shit that makes her Spider-Man.
Just cough up the info.
Right, but we can't afford it if she did.
Well, I tell you, my husband is always asking me for gift ideas. And you know what? I would rather go big. I'd be like, save my birthday, Christmas, Mother's Day, all of it, and just get me one cryo session that'll freeze part of my ass off.
I would agree with that, and I would love if that were a thing, but I think Kim Kardashian literally was like, in my head, she goes into this basement lab and they strap her in and they're like, I'm not going to see you for 15 days. And then she just stays there. And then they put her in a coma for 15 days and then she gets to wake up. Because it's like, so hard.
I just cut out sugar and carbs. Really? What a novel fucking idea, Kim.
Because
most of us have tried to do that for like ever. And she's not that much younger than we are.
No,
by the way.
She's not.
She's like...
She's not. I'm going to help you. You've got like this one eyelash that literally gets
it's gonna
into.
It's going
to
come out. Yank
I'm
it
not
going
to yank it out. I don't feel comfortable with
it. We're talking like summer to winter birthday here, Kim. Okay. You're not that much older.
Younger than us.
And
she, again, like, first of all, like every person that looks at her, they have tons of plastic surgery. I'm not a hater on plastic surgery. I'm just saying this is not a regular person who's losing 15 pounds in 3 weeks. This is not somebody that's like, you know what? My sister's wedding is coming up and I've got to shred, because you're going to a job or you're taking care of your kids. It is a very hard expectation. And the thing that stinks is I think, we forget that Kim Kardashian's life and her job is to do this thing, and it's not ours. And so we think we're supposed to be like that, and we can't. It's just not. We don't have the money. We don't have the time. We don't have the ability. We don't have the doctors. Clearly, they bring in nutritionists. They have Kim Kardashian.
For sure. And she
has
probably
somebody
that can make delicious food that has no calories.
They're micro measuring her food. They're using food against food. They're like telling her when she can eat shit and drink. Like, she is not her. That's what money gets you. We don't have that.
The rest of us are just eating celery for a snack and having that poop soup cabbage shit that our moms did too. And you know what? It does work a little bit. It makes you unpleasant for a while.
The cabbage diet. God damn it.
I know. It's not, I don't know. Anyways.
It's very frustrating. And I get that because I have, for whatever reason, I think it's hormones. It's also bad choices. And it's also just, I'm frustrated. I have gained weight lately and it makes me feel incredibly bad about myself. But I'm also in the space where, like, I don't want to do a fad diet because it will just come back because that's what has happened before.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel constricted and restricted by this thing. I want to lose weight for no reason. I want a spontaneous weight loss for no reason.
Yeah, I want to do that. Well, I for sure want to get back into the working out. And I know that sounds really stupid for me to say because it is just start. But like, I do feel like this week I can start because we've been trying to like get on this schedule of like balancing kind of
it's hard
work and life and stuff because
well here's the thing
my
about
husband
me.
Believes I also have a disposition issue and so I'm working on that but my friend Lori told me about which you told me about this Casey our lovely Casey she teaches spin class she
Casey
also
is a very fitnessy person that we like to ignore
but I know she also is not shout out a couple of babies and
well she's also like 30,
way younger than we are.
But here's the thing. In Casey's like absolute defense, Casey's one
and
of those
works.
People that she, yes, Casey's one of those it. People that she's just like, yeah, you just have to go.
Yeah, here's
and we're like, wait a minute, there's got to be more to
What's
it than
the
that.
Secret?
Nope.
That's what
and
I'm
she's
saying.
Like, she goes, I go to Training Mate. We started going together. And I was like, why are you here? So she goes, well, I do too. I go, what? She goes, well, technically, you're only working out for 40 minutes. And if I want to change my body, I'm going to have to work out a little bit more than that. And I'm like,
don't use that logic
don't
on me.
Don't do that to me, Casey.
I want to be misled and then complain
I
later.
Don't.
Just
so
say
all
I'm doing
I want
it.
Is for Casey not to chime in because she's like, all you have to do is actually go work out. And I'm like, nope, there's got to be another way.
I'm going
to
be
there's
honest.
There's got to be another
I'm
going
to be honest about this right now. Don't edit this out. Don't tell me I should. I'm going to say something impolite. Marky Mark, my husband was telling me that guy's schedule is he gets up at 2:30 in the morning. He works out for 2 hours. Then he does like half an hour of prayer, his family time. He goes and plays golf. Then he does another workout. And then he does all of his meetings and stuff like that. And then he goes to bed at 7:30. And I'm like, I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I would die if I was married to that guy. I would be like, you are the least fun person I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Totally.
Like, I think that is horrible. Yeah. I think that is like.
It's also completely unreasonable. Like, I have gotten up in my life to work out. It's three times in my life before 6 a.m. And I was like, I don't.
What am I doing to myself?
I have a friend who literally we were working together and we were supposed to be at the job at 6 a.m. And she went to the gym. And I go, wait, what? That you were at the gym at 5 a.m.? I'm not shaming her. I'm just like, on God's, as hell freezes over, I will not be someone you can count on being at the gym.
There's
at 5 a.m. I have to do a two-hour pep talk to get to the gym in the first place,
I would
place,
need
ma'am.
To have stayed up on Coke the night
yeah,
before
I would
to be there
literally
at 5
just, I would have There's been on a any... three-day bender, and I go to the gym to use the shower, and maybe I'm bored, and I get on the treadmill for 6 minutes because I'm coming down from a Coke high.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's let me also judge Marky Mark, because who
he's
else?
He's also a dude, and he's also
he
is so rich.
A super rich dude, because if I said to you, I schedule in 30 minutes of family time, you would be like, what?
Yeah, what? No.
30 minutes in.
Like,
I don't even know what that means.
Where the hell are the kids the rest of the time?
You sit and what do you do for 30 minutes? Play Yahtzee?
Yeah.
Because I could probably phone that in a day. 30
minutes is just trying to get him to come down the damn stairs because you've yelled at him four times.
That literally is just putting shoes on for school in the morning.
What is 30 minutes of kids'
time? I don't understand it.
That means literally someone else has brokered the children to the table, has brought out the game to which you will play, and your 30 minutes starts the second, and then the bell goes ding, and then you're out? What? No,
I
that
don't
is not practical
it makes
or
me
real.
Crazy.
You guys, we
no
measure
wonder.
Ourselves against these people who have so
can't.
much access and so much time and so much money.
Yeah.
And Casey doesn't have any of those things.
But she still looks good. She has youth,
though. But Casey does the thing that we don't want to hear. Here's the thing. Casey is very, it's a very simple formula for Casey because Casey does come from a fitness background. So she kind of knows her body. She knows like what she needs to do to lean out. She kind of knows, you know, this is, and she was fine when she was like, I took a year off. I just needed to not be so like calibrated. And she was starting to feel like it was, she was working out too much. But she goes, yeah, I, you know, in order to change my body, I have to do this and I have to do this. And I'm, and she's like, I just, I have to work out for two of those classes together, or I have to do the class and then spin later. And I'm like, can you please just not make it as simple as a decision? Why is this so easy for you? Meanwhile, she's working all the time. I feel like
you're coming at me, yeah. Casey, in a I'm real like, moral implicated way.
The truth is, Casey's not on her phone, dipping into TikTok for 40 minutes of sitting. I'm like, I can't lose the weight. It's so weird. Who? Just why did we buy those pub cheese? I love pub cheese.
Let me tell you too, Casey, I reported to my husband what you said to Kristen about like, just try and live the way somebody would
the
live.
The better version of you would live. And that's really worked for
and
me.
He's really moved by that. He's like, I that makes sense to me. Like,
You can have imposter syndrome in a negative way, why can't you have imposter syndrome in a positive way?
Yeah.
Like, can't, do you want to know what I did for literally after we talked about this? I was like, what would better Kristen do right now? Because I was mad at my husband, and rightly so. It was about when we were getting passports. Don't get me started. I wanted to get a divorce at the moment we were there. I was like, what would normal Kristen do? Freak the fuck out. What would better Kristen do right now in this moment? She would try not to make this situation harder than it is. And I will tell you, I tried to walk that line and I got a great jawline at that moment.
Well, you know what I would do? I'd be like, how do I make this better? I'm going to get everybody donuts because they make everybody happy. And that's why I know. I'm like I am right now. As you see full circle what has happened to me.
And Casey would say, but what if, you know, she does that like, well, what if better Jen wasn't bringing donuts?
What else would better Jen bring? I don't know what she would bring. Tell me. I don't know. Let's like a, put, write down a case of scenarios that I could keep in my phone or something. And then I know what
you
to do.
You are that person, though. You were like, you know what? We've been traveling for many hours. Here's what we need to do. And then Jen lays out this plan and it feels and sounds so good. She's like, look, you're going to go drop off your stuff in the hotel room. Okay. Take 15 minutes, call the kids. We'll meet in the lobby. Then we're going to go to a nearby restaurant. I know they have excellent nachos. And we're going to get nachos. And we're each going to get a dessert. And we'll just eat a little bit off of everything. And we're going to get a glass of wine because we need to unwind. And we deserve this. And I'm like, I like want to start crying because it feels like the best hug ever given. And then I get there and I'm like, I know you said we were going to split these, but I've pretty much eaten the entire table of food and had 14 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And my pants are tight. Can you explain why?
Well, we're not here to give advice. That's for sure. But we are going to talk about advice today,
right?
Oh, yeah,
we are going to talk about advice. We did a Mother's Day meme, which is now past Mother's Day. But
can I say one thing?
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to try Legree. Casey told me to try it.
What's Legree?
It's like,
I like it, Jen.
Hardcore Pilates. She was like, everybody ordered these like Legree machines during pandemic.
You did it with your class pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ordered these machines and now everybody's getting rid of them. You know, it's like, here, I don't want this puppy anymore, which is the shittiest thing.
Is it like a reformer in Pilates? It's like
they have a small version of it that you can buy and you can do it at home. So I'm going to go to a class first and see if I like it. But she said the same thing. She spins, she has a Peloton. She'll do like 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
My friend Lori that told me about this, she's like, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. She goes, I tried to do it for 20 minutes and then get on the Peloton. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
If Legree is what I think it is, it's always, who said this? They go, the hardest workout you'll ever do is one that just has a mat on the ground. And I think Legree is like, it's all low. It's sort of like flow yoga, which I love, which is like, it all looks like you're doing like jujitsu, which is kind of like that, which I think is very cool.
Yeah.
But you do three of those moves. I'm dying. Yeah, I'm like in a corner.
It is. It's resistance against your own weight.
Against your body weight, which is literally the hardest thing. And I think it's so cool and so hard. But sometimes I can get discouraged from those classes because I'm like, this is embarrassing. I should be able to do one of these. And I'm already crying.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I like it before I invest in the machine, whatever.
Just give it a go. You're gonna like it.
I just want to do something, but
Anyway, I find the hardest thing we did. I was going to say foils, but that's because I was thinking about burritos.
That's an easy mistake.
The weird cloths. The
silks.
Yeah, we went to a weird freaking let's not have fun week of yoga and eating grass, which was not my idea of a good time. And I had pulled my butt muscle. So I tried to do silks. I found it incredibly. I never want to do them again. And I know you really liked them. I hated it. I did not like it.
What didn't you like about it?
All of it.
Okay.
I don't like swinging. I don't like getting in a cocoon. I don't like putting my leg through a strap and being told to spread them. It feels unsafe.
Well, welcome to my favorite things. Very different than Oprah's list, I'll tell you.
Jen's like early 20s. I didn't like any of it. I was like, no, this is not my thing.
Very flexible.
I know. Flexibility is just terrible. When you remember when you used to sit on the ground, you'd spread your legs and you'd bend over right leg and you'd bend over your left leg. Yep. My legs look like they're 11 inches apart. And I am. I don't know how I have sex.
Like I am leaning over.
Honestly, my husband's like, I'm working so hard. I'm like, you're not even there yet. Keep scooching. Keep scooching.
Come on.
Come on. Boop, boop.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, anyway. I didn't like the wall yoga with the, because it's like kind of hard, but I did like the silks.
Yeah, silks can.
The same idea.
I'm not into it. You guys, I'm barely into what I'm doing now. So.
Okay, more advice from Jen.
More
and
advice,
Kristen.
More fitness advice.
We're going to come up with an advice portion of the podcast. What are we calling it again?
Advice? No.
Called Jen
and Tonics.
Jen and Tonics.
We're going to come up with Jen and Tonics. Send us your favorite fitness whatever, and we're gonna try fitness in our mouth. It's fine. We did it. So back to the subject. We're gonna talk about advice because we did this fun meme for Mother's Day.
So fun.
We're like, what is the best advice your mother has ever given you? And what was fun about it is that it's very different than the advice your father gives you. Like the advice, like it felt like it was really fun. We also like asked for like if there were beauty tips, which is my favorite, like old school.
Oh yeah,
beauty tips and. Cleaning tips and all that stuff is really fun, but the advice was really solid and there was some really fun stuff in there and it felt very linear towards how like a woman or a mother would give advice.
I was relieved to see some of it because like I was going to write down some of mine as like thought starters.
Yeah.
And most of them, the only one I could really think of that my mom gave was make your own money, which there were a couple other ones that were
I was
like,
very surprised with that too. Like that mothers were telling their daughters, hey, don't be dependent on somebody. Go get a job.
Yeah.
Have a career. Have something you love to do. Like That's, you're not out for your MRS degree, but I thought that was really awesome.
But I also, but then other advice that's like really stuck with me and I'm like, well, this is too simplistic and don't worry, I can get into the heavier stuff, was that you should never try on your outfit until you have done your hair and makeup.
That's your takeaway? I like the woman that was like, fill in your eyebrows. You'll like yourself better in pictures.
It's true. Well, that is true. I agree with that. But no, I do. Like, it is true. If you go to, like, try on clothes at the store or whatever.
Mall?
Yeah. Have your hair and makeup done. So you like looking in the mirror already.
Yeah. That's...
And it helps sell the outfit or the whatever it is. It really is a good. And I forget that sometimes. Like, I'll try on an outfit. I'm like, I hate everything. But then as soon as I got my hair and makeup done, I'm like, this works.
Yeah, I think women out there that have advice to give, especially moms to their kids, those are things that maybe the gentlemen of it all do not think about. Like,
never.
That's what's fun about this kind of advice is it comes from this specific point of view.
Yeah.
So I wrote down a few because I thought some were really
funny. I got some too. They're funny. Great.
Oh, I want to make sure I have that copy, Casey, that you gave me because I want to give credit to that one.
Oh, it's right here.
Oh, good. Can you? I'm going to talk about that one in a second. Oh, but here's one that really stuck out to me and that was repeated over and over again. And no one ever said this to me. And let me be a listen.
Terry?
No. Never put in writing what you don't want the whole world to see. To read. Whatever. I would just like to say, what the fuck is a diary for then? So I wrote it all down. And guess what we did? We read it on a video.
Yeah.
And we went into, just happened to find my diary. I had a literal cold wave go over my body. And my husband and Jen's husband were both behind camera. They were like, you got to let Jen read it. You got to let her read
Please
it.
Please watch that video, you guys. If you And she did. It, truly.
And she just happened to open it. You didn't even like... Find, is there a squirrel that's going to literally murder us outside your door?
I hear
that.
That
squirrel's like, fuck you guys, podcasting in the middle of the day.
Maybe it's podcasting. Maybe there's an adorable little microphone set up.
Maybe there's another set of us and a little squirrel set.
How cute.
So we read the diary and Jen like opened it to like the most salacious page of my entire adolescence.
Guys, here is what was so, because a million years ago, I had written this sketch because I didn't keep a diary, but I'd written the sketch about a girl's diary getting her brother finding it and her like just being like dying because it's like about math club and stuff. But it was kind of about math club. I named so many names. Lay bare people she had a crush on. There were a lot of them.
But I think
that's actually kind of great because you really didn't miss anybody. So it's not like you focused on one person for like 8 years because that would be embarrassing.
This is just misleading advice though. And I wonder, do you think there's more to it than just literally saying like, don't, like now I'm like, fine, don't journal. But like, don't put in writing what you don't want the world to read.
Is
that also higher level? Does that also mean like don't put out there what you want people to think? Is it, can it go more than just literally like don't write shit down because someone can just screenshot it?
Well, I think it goes along with like, you know, don't say stuff that you don't want in a transcript either,
right?
You know,
like, yeah, like be aware of what you're saying, like think about like if someone's recording you,
like if somebody's saying crazy shit, you don't want to be like, oh god, I'm gonna get called in like 2 years to grand jury and I'm gonna like, have to say
cut to when I shit on Glennon Doyle. Okay,
I think that'll never, you know, that's never gonna make it to court thing. I don't see why. Maybe the court of public opinion
and I'm gonna be very unpopular,
but I do, my husband says that all the time, he's like, and I think this is true too, you don't like, try not to write a shitty email. Or I think you can do this. You can write an angry email in like Microsoft Word that you get it all out of your system and then go write the email that you need to write.
Yeah.
You know, don't like, because you'll accidentally hit send.
You know what I like to do?
Send it to the wrong person?
Totally.
I do that and then
you guys,
I post instead of
fuck.
I thought what the deal was you made it your Facebook status and then delete it, but it's not.
You just send it to the wrong person or the person. That's what happens. I feel like the universe is like literally like putting my finger on the send button to the person that I'm shit talking. Like it's just going to be, I'm so nervous about that, but here's what I do.
I mean,
when
that
I'm
just
like,
means you have incredible power.
No, it means I have incredible attention deficit disorder. So what I do is if I have like I want to like talk, I'm not super happy with one of my kids' teachers right now.
Ooh.
And I say that because I want to dilute both sides, but
She's grabbing her papers.
I want to have a word, but I don't. So I will go into my office, into my mirror, and I will talk to myself. I will talk myself. I will literally, I have the best comebacks. I am razor sharp.
Oh my goodness.
I'm put together. But I 100% guarantee you, if you are walking your dog in my neighborhood, you will hear me having the most like a Law and Order dressing down of a person you've ever heard.
So you are yelling at yourself in a mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
100% with windows open. You can see the mirror. You can see me.
This isn't part of the advice. I just want everybody listening to know.
But I do. I get my car and I have it out because you can't write it down and you don't want. I'm just like, just work it out. Get it out of your system.
Does it get it out?
It does. You know why? Because I would never want to say the meanest thing.
I feel like if I feed that dog, it keeps going. Like I literally have to tell myself, like, stop thinking about it. Because I kind of make it worse than make stuff better.
But you don't have fleeting attention. I'm like, I need to work this out right now because I'm also impulsive and I'm afraid if I don't say it, like if I hear myself say it, I'm like, that's a little mean. But if I don't hear myself like work through it when I have the opportunity to be in front of that person, I am a little bit less. I'm a little less. It does work for me. It takes the heat out of it.
Interesting.
Because I'm trying not to be like reactive and impulsive and that's really tough. And also you feel like self-righteous. You're like, I should be able to say whatever I want, but you fucking can't. And that's what this is about.
But you know what? Actually, you are somebody that thinks with your words and I would rather write stuff down. So it really is no different than just writing an email you
Correct.
Don't send.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I just don't want to fucking write an email that I don't send but and I fucking send it to the person I'm not writing it to because I will.
I worry about you yelling at yourself in the mirror and I don't know. Is that crazy?
It's not like me yelling at myself.
You're picturing somebody.
Of course I'm not yelling at myself. I'm playing it out, man. I'm having a moment. It's all like right. Law and Order at the like court scene. Like a camera's coming in.
I do remember when I was a kid, I would do these like dramatic scenes in the mirror and I see Delilah do them where I'm like,
yes,
I really think I have pretty eyes.
Correct.
It's I wish I did that these days. I don't. Know. I'm like.
I saw Eleanor playing with her Barbies and she was like totally having like this minute, but she didn't want me to hear. So she's doing it kind of under her breath. So she was like this. Hey, you guys. And it's like an ASMR video and she's like fully acting it out, but it has no like, there's no audio, like volume to it. It was so cute.
It's so adorable.
You know, like I think whatever you can do to work out some beasts
yeah.
is good. And if you can do it without having like hurting another person's feelings, that's better. And by the way, don't have a diary. I guess that's a whole thing on.
No, you're supposed to be able to have a journal. Diary. No, you just don't. Need to not have an asshole friend who
finds it,
makes it.
That your mom sends it in the mail, and then your asshole friend opens it up.
Reads it in a funny voice.
And
I'm
then
sorry.
Everybody at a show gets to hear about
but
it.
I know. I know that it's embarrassing, but I just want you to know that it's not like you didn't write in your diary something like, dear diary. Week two of college, gangbang, everything.
I nailed so many guys this month.
It was nothing. Yeah. It was so like benign and adorable.
No, nothing ever happened. I was just wanting. I was just wanting a boyfriend. Oh, can we move on? I can't.
We can move on. Oh, God. Okay, back at that. I think it's a very forward thinking that mom would say, don't write anything down. You don't want the world to see. Is so apropos of our current state, which is there are screenshots. Don't flash anything. Don't take a picture of anything. Don't send a text. Don't say it out loud because it's so easy to record it. Just know that like you could be sending it out into the universe forever.
I know. When we go on walks in our neighborhood, our kids, you know, I'm trying to teach them that like saying not nice things doesn't matter if the person isn't there to hear it. It's just saying a not nice thing is not okay. Like, what opinion does it matter? What does it matter? If we walk by a house and you think that house is like worn out, worn down.
Penny, leave the squirrels alone.
Penny,
I hear barking.
They're trying to podcast. It's the squirrel podcast. It's our sister. It's our sister
it's
syndicate. Aren't we nuts podcast? And we're cutting to Janine and Kathy as we speak.
We're 95. Okay.
We're 95. We're what?
Yeah.
So but you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why would, like, we're walking in the neighborhood and they see a house that, like, needs a new fence, for instance. And they're like, this house would look so much better if they would just redo their fence. And I'm like, well, that's not, you know, an entirely nice thing for you to say. And by the way, nobody needs to hear, like, a 9-year-old say that.
Yeah.
And thirdly, they've got a Ring app, so we're on there. So if they choose to listen, they're going to hear us. And now I'm a bad mom. So you're really ruining my game here. Like, don't say it. Like,
yeah, don't make your mom look bad, kids.
I go, don't ever talk badly about somebody's home.
Yeah.
And don't ask about, like, money. Like,
generally, they're doing their best.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? People could walk by our house and be like, they need to get their shit together. And you know what? I would say you're right, but it would hurt my feelings nonetheless.
I could use some touch-up paint on my house. And I actually have, there's this really cool retro sign down the street for a liquor store. And I felt like going in there and saying, like, I would honestly repaint this for you because I think it's a beautiful piece of artwork. Like, it's really faded. That
they would hear on their Ring app and they're like, lady be cray cray. Yeah. What in the hell is her issue? You know what?
But she has good intention.
She has good intention.
She appreciates retro art. But I also think that, like, oh, God, what were we just talking about? Well,
you were going to give another example of, I think, advice, weren't you?
Oh, I was going to say a thing about a teacher. Oh. Yeah. Okay, because you know how your dad says, halt, don't do anything when you're
hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, okay, which means never do anything.
So Delilah, and I can't remember exactly what it is. Oh, dang it. Oh, such good advice. And
she used it?
Yeah, it's an acronym like that about don't say anything to anybody. Because you know how, is it helpful or is it kind?
Yeah.
It was like that. Is it helpful? Is it kind? Is it inspiring?
Right.
Which I just, and it's an acronym to remember.
Come up with the acronym, damn it. Way to come to the table with half advice.
Damn it. Hold on.
Don't write it down.
I shouldn't, you know.
Jen's advice.
Okay.
Let me text you. Your advice was real half-assed.
Okay. So do you want me to give advice that the moms gave on that post? Because yeah, I love advice.
Here's the thing. A lot of them I had heard before.
Yeah.
But to hear them again, I was like, boy, we're all sort of thinking the same thing. Like there are the ones that like.
Really like resonate.
Like everything in moderation. My mom says that too. But the one she would always say is everything in moderation, including religion and politics. So I liked that.
I say that to my kids.
This too shall pass.
I say this. Nothing's bad in moderation.
Nothing's bad in moderation.
Maybe cyanide. But other than that, it feels like
if you've got cyanide, your moderation level has been questioned.
Why do you have cyanide? Yeah.
Then I'm like, you just shouldn't have.
Your gauge is broken.
Moderation
don't trust
is not your strength.
Okay. This one I really loved. Don't let their bad day be your bad day.
I thought you'd like that one. I read that and I was like, that's very Jen.
Oh my God. I love that. Yeah. Yes. It's hard. If you can train your brain against that, I think you're smooth sailing for a lot of life.
Yes.
You know,
Reese Witherspoon just had one and it was on the list too. And it's, what other people think about you is none of your business. Yeah. I had to like unpack that for a second.
I said that in a podcast as one of my favorite pieces of advice.
You did?
Yeah. Reese is a lot more.
You know why? Because I don't think I completely understood what it means other than like you can't wrap yourself up in trying to guess what people are thinking.
Yeah.
And it's really none of your business anyway.
Yeah.
Like I think where that gets tricky is if you're unsure of what somebody thinks about you. And those are sucky situations.
Yeah.
I kind of don't put myself in front of people that I feel like don't know how they feel about me. Like if I feel like I meet someone and I'm like, oh, you don't like me or you're not sure, or I come off as something to you, I kind of don't put myself around that person because I don't like how that feels. I don't want to worry that you like me or don't like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that feels terrible. And I think that happens a lot in school age. You know, you're worried what the world thinks about you.
Yeah, I think you are good at that.
Well, because it's unhealthy for me. It's toxic and I'll just spin, or worse and better, if I think you don't like me, then I'm like, well, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours making you like me. And if there's one way to make people like you is when you try really hard.
I did have a friend say to me one time, I think it's so interesting about you that you act like people like you even if they don't. And I was like,
what a bitch.
She meant it as a compliment.
No, she didn't.
Really?
That's not a nice thing to say.
Well, see, I'm doing it. I thought she was really being nice and helpful and giving me a compliment. And so I don't even mean to do it.
I would eyeball that bitch for 2 hours as I unpack that because I'd be like, I don't know what you mean, but I don't think it was very nice.
I did.
That's passive aggressive and I'm mostly just aggressive.
I did pause for a second and be like, yeah, okay, great. Well, who am I doing that with?
Yeah. Like I can tell. I've been around people where they kind of think I'm uncouth or I'm a certain way. Like, and they'll say things like, aren't you fun? And I'm like,
aren't you fun?
Aren't you fun?
Oy, oy, oy,
I'm like, yes, I am fun. And so I'm not going to be around you because you make me feel like I'm not okay as I am. And this is kind of all I've got to work with. I'm trying and I'm trying to better myself, but the clay is the clay. So take me or leave me, my friend.
I think because you are like, you're aware of stuff, you like will like, your brain will register it and then you'll think about it.
Forever.
And then it's been 8 years since somebody said that to me and and I'm just now starting to unpack it. So
now she's mad.
Now
for 8 years I've been fine, but today.
Let me send an angry text that I'll regret later.
Let me get on and text this person. Yeah. Remember when we were at a party 8 years ago and both of us had drinks and you said this thing, it really hurt my feelings now. I'm realizing now it hurt my feelings.
Yeah, no, it doesn't actually hurt my feelings. I'm just like, who are you talking about in specific?
Also, what are you supposed to do? If someone isn't being straight with you and they don't like you, but they're presenting like they like you, how the F are you supposed to know?
Well,
you just assume people like you, right?
Let me put it out there, people that don't like me, you won't know that I don't like you at all.
I'm confused.
Because I'm going to be businesslike.
I'm just going to ask if I can pick up trash at your party because I don't know what to do with myself.
I'm going
to
tell you, aren't you fun? Maybe you will now.
What the fuck do you mean?
Okay, here's another one that I really loved that a mom, this is such a mom, and it's like, this sounds like a Midwestern thing. When in doubt, throw it out, especially when it's in the fridge or the dating pool.
That's such a Midwest mom. And by the way, that's all you need for life.
Oh my God, that's it. Yeah.
That's it. I love the dating advice. I love the marriage advice. I have to give props to my mom. She did have a humdinger. She's like, Kristen, marry someone handy. You can teach them to read.
Oh my God.
I think what she was saying, does that sound terrible?
Hilarious.
I think what she was saying, first of all, my dad is not handy, but very, very book smart. But I think what she was saying is like
handy or handsy.
I think both would qualify for her. She's hoping from my husband, like, how? Because Colin is very handy and very smart. But I think she was like, don't get caught up in someone being like cool and, you know, like degrees and all of that. Like at the end of the day, you want someone that's going to be at home that you can work with, be with. And if they can build a shelf, that's nice. And she just meant find someone fucking handy because putting together IKEA shit is hard.
I like that advice, but I also,
my mom just calls it. Terry doesn't pull punches.
I do. The reason I like that is I could see myself saying something like that.
But we just wouldn't say it on a podcast where there could be.
Where it could be.
Seen it. She'd probably write it on the comment if she followed us.
Well, I actually have said before to friends of mine where I say, you don't have to marry a guy or date a guy that, you know, blows your skirt up, you know, because you can teach him.
Ooh, I like that. That's naughty, Jenny.
I know, but
oh my God, you're totally that aunt.
But guys, a guy that loves you and appreciates you is going to figure you out. Like, come on. You think of the guy who you weren't getting calls back from.
Right. You think he's going to spend the time?
Yeah.
No.
But you think about the guy who kept calling you and you didn't want him to? That guy can figure anything out.
Yeah, that guy he's figured out a few things already.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you just got to, it's like anything else. It's like, look, you're going to tell them where you want the fridge and where you want the couch and like where to have stuff delivered. Why can't you just tell them where your G-spot is?
Exactly.
You should see.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if I know where my G-spot is, but I know
I watched a great documentary about it and it's all still connected to the situation. Queen Bee.
The
Queen Bee, if you will.
The Queen Bee. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's just gotten naughty.
I know. But so Heather Dubrow, we've done her podcast, Heather Dubrow's World, and she's on Real Housewives of OC, went to high school with my husband, her mom, which I love. She said in an episode, and I just kept it in the old ticker, she said, be careful because you can fall in love with anyone. I'm paraphrasing. You can fall in love with any, you know, Tom, Dick, or Harry, but make sure you do it with someone that makes sense. So you got to,
pragmatic.
Before you're head over heels, make sure they look like you're what you want.
That's
in life.
Why, like in the Jewish faith, they have like matchmakers.
Yeah.
And they have, because I think that's what they're doing. They're like, hey, let's bring to the table these things that make them work together and seem like it would be a good match.
Yeah.
That's like a thing. That's like all of our moms are trying to like get us married when we're in our young 20s. They're like trying to, you know, I would think like if you gave my mom the opportunity to put together me with somebody else, she would have picked someone like Colin. Do you know what I mean? She would have done the right thing. It wouldn't have been just the first guy that came along or somebody that was boring or somebody that wouldn't get me. I do think that that's a thing. So like to have that kind of wherewithal as yourself is important when you're dating. I think that's really strong advice.
Yeah, I liked it. And there was a lot of that kind of on the list about how to choose your,
I've got one.
Okay.
This one hits me hard because of my life lately. If they're talking bad in front of you, they'll talk bad about you.
Yeah.
And we talked about gossip before, and this is something that like I'm really conscious of because I'm like, Eleanor is taking in and Finn are taking in everything right now and decoding how they deal with the world.
Yeah.
If they see their parents are, well, let's just dish about all the people in our lives, the things we don't like about them, and we're gossiping, I think they learn that that's how they're supposed to do the world. And we are not those people. We're not like that because I don't think we have that kind of, I don't think we care that much, to be completely honest. And I try not to say bad things about anybody if they're not in the room, because I don't think that that's, I don't want them to think that that's how you do it. And I want them to know if you've got a friend that's talking shit in front of you about someone else, they're talking that way about you. They're not to be trusted.
No.
And man, we've had a couple people in our lives where I'm like, you just shit all over your business partner right in front of me. Like, I would never do that to Jen. Like, if you aren't, what if your alliance isn't with that person that you're spending that much time with, you're talking shit about me.
Absolutely, 100%.
Or like, you're not to be trusted in business.
You can't compartmentalize shit talking.
You cannot compartmentalize it.
And I always tell Dash, like, because he goes, because he's in third grade, next year, everybody's going to be a gossip girl. And I was like, okay, number one.
Yeah, why do you got to put the girl on it?
Put the girls
in
it. Yeah,
because boys do it just as much.
Your whole group's got this, like, handball drama that is not like it's like World War III. It's crazy what they have going on, and all of them are like invested in it. And he's like, well, you know, people like to talk and they like to gossip. And I go, you know how you get out of it? Because I do think it is like people with a lot of time on their hands and that are bored that are doing it.
Yeah, because, and there's just people out there that are pot stirrers that like that shit. And I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me feel like I'm going to know too much. I don't want to know that stuff.
Casey, you heard the other day when Dash came home, and I thought what I got the impression was, because there's, like I said, handball drama. I go, these are all your friends. I'm like, I feel like people are trying to get you to align with them.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to get you to be on their side.
Well, that's always kind of the way it goes, I think, at that age. Yeah. It's like, you're like, it's just very black and white. It's like, you think this way, I think this way. You need to come with me, you know? And it's very bossy. But it does start now. Like, start leaning those lessons. Eleanor told me, she's like, Mommy, I heard a fourth grade girl started her period. And I go, well, you know what? That's not an easy day for her. And let me tell you something. You're going to start your period at some point, and it's not going to be all roses for you either. You need to, like, when you hear them talking about that, change the subject. She doesn't need all that crap coming her way. Like, the last thing she needs is fingers pointing at her when she's trying to figure out this new world she's going to live in. So think of it. Be compassionate to her. Protect her. Like, if you hear your friends are getting in a dust up over that, shut it down. Be the person that you show them how to do that.
Right. And I think it's fair to say, like, because part of that is very exciting for girls.
It is. Delilah's, and it's also, like, sort of a unicorn. You're like, what? I've heard of someone. Because I always ask Eleanor, I'm like, have you guys started talking about periods and stuff among you? And she's like, God, Mom. I'm like, I know, but we're going to talk about it. I don't want you to surprise you or to scare you, or we're going to just talk periods.
I don't know where Delilah got this from, but the other day she goes, I don't want to get in the shower after Dash because I don't want to deal with pubic hair. And I'm like, you use your mom and your dad's shower, okay? Oh, Do not throw that kid under the bus.
My kids are like, what happened to the shower? I'm like, sorry, I just got out.
Yeah.
You know what?
Somebody washed the dog in here. That's what it looks like after I'm in there sometimes.
My kids are like, it's just part of a shower. I didn't know a drain could look normal.
No, they all have like
it looks like a hamster went down it.
Sorry, guys,
we're kind of a naked family. I wish it's
not him. But then she also, she was like, my stomach hurts. I think I'm going to get my period.
And she's six. She goes, and Brit and I were like, oh. I go, Delilah, why would you say that? That's not going to happen for a couple of years. And she's like, she told the same story about a girl at school. And I think you can say like, Delilah, I know you want to talk about periods, but let's not talk about other people's. We can talk about ours and we're going to get them and stuff like that. But you don't want to embarrass somebody about their period.
I love that she's like playing it out like I am. Because, you know, there's a lot of girls that talk about like being young and couldn't wait to get boobs and couldn't wait to get their period because that meant they were a woman and like they get to wear womanly clothes. And like it's all very positive. We can keep it positive. I just wanted Eleanor to be like, hey, I got your back, girl. Like,
yeah,
I like, let's do girl power a little bit. Let's shift it. And I think that is the power of moms to be like, oh, yeah, we don't want our girls to suffer. We don't want them to get in fights. We don't want to perpetuate this idea that girls are catty, even though they can get in a little, you know, snippety thing.
Our like, generation has seen Carrie. Okay. We're not going to do this to anybody.
You don't know when you can end up in a, on a wall.
You don't know
with
when somebody has demonic powers.
Yeah. You go to one prom that goes, goes south. You'd be nice.
You should have minded your P's and Q's.
You know what? Maybe we just show them Carrie and we're like, you don't gossip because of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause this is what could happen. Cause if you scare them, maybe they'll line up.
She can't control her
emotions. She can't control her emotions, so shit gets burned down.
Okay, here's another one that I really liked. Oh, maybe this is... Oh, this wasn't... This was one that I was going to put, and I didn't put it on
there.
Good. But this is one of my favorites, and it's Dr. Seuss. People that mind don't matter, and people that matter don't mind.
People that mind...
Don't matter.
Don't matter, but people that matter... Don't mind. Oh, I like that.
That's Dr. Seuss. That's like
sometimes
stuck
it's real
heady.
Sometimes I'm like, wait, what does that mean just directly? That's just, let's just unpack that together, shall we? So we both understand what it means.
Here's another one I love that there's, here's two, my favorite from Melanie Beatty, who writes these really great books. And she has this book called Codependent No More that every woman should read. No, everybody should read it. Honestly,
I think you should read the Bridgerton series, but that's just me. Julia Quinn, they fly by so much. Twitter twatter.
But I've said these things to my kids because I needed to know these. I should have learned them before I was in my mid-20s, but it took me that long. Don't be blown about by every wind.
Okay. That's about emotional
control.
Not
everything has to catch your sails. Yeah. And then this is the same thing. The only thing that's the end of the world is the end of the world.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Just like about
and if it's the end of the world for real, you're not going to worry about shit.
You shouldn't. You should just party.
You're going to party and do as many drugs in as short amount of time as you can.
That's true.
Just so that, you know, when it comes down, you're ready. I really loved this one. This was one I've never heard before, and I want to give her a shout out because she lost her mom. It is Caitlin. God bless. Give me your freaking glasses.
I'll read you the name, though. Caitlin Vogel.
Caitlin V. And it says, I know you're tired, but stay on fire. I'm going to talk about that.
Kinda
she said her mom
chills.
Passed away in 2020 and they had these shirts and mugs made. And she lives by that on her daily life. And you know what I love about that is like, you know, my dad's advice is don't do anything. Halt. Hungry, angry, when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Yeah.
But that's life. We are always hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So it makes me feel paralyzed sometimes. What I love about this, and I did have another friend give me advice that says, let rejection light your fuck you fire. And I respond very, very well to don't underestimate me. Like that, like you underestimating me or you saying no makes me go, give me a minute. I'm gonna fucking don't like, I'm very competitive. I'm very like that, like will light me up. Like I will be a dog with a bone if you tell me we cannot do this thing.
Yeah.
And so that I really loved. And I thought, what a great tribute to her to like, when you're tired, you still got to stay on fire. You're going to work through it tired. And I think if it's anybody that's taught us that is like being a mom, you're always tired.
Yeah.
But you can, and I don't want that to sound like, hey, don't take a nap. Like, or you need to work 16 hours a day. That's not at all. It's just like recognizing yourself that you're stronger than you think.
Yeah.
You're always stronger than you think.
Can I tell you that I read that one and I saw so many people liked it and I was like, I'm not sure I understand it kind of. I really would like, it just wasn't like resonating with me. And then my son made me watch this cartoon that he really loves. And it's all about this, like, should I say what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's called Amphibia.
Yeah. And,
okay. So it's this girl has this like superpower, but it like really drains her body all the time. Aww. And she's literally trying to save the earth and she's like out of power. And then they start like chanting her name and like,
yep.
It's and the I was power. Like, oh, okay. I kind of like it. Honestly, reading it again, well, it made sense to me after watching that cartoon.
I have felt that. And I know you have felt that, that like there's been times on the road, especially when you're like, I am so tired. I don't know if I feel like I'm not going to do a good job on stage. I'm so homesick.
Yeah.
And then you hear the crowd and you go out there you're like, the universe always gives you kind of that last quarter tank that you need. Like you're not going to just fall over and go to sleep. Like
your adrenaline you're going to give in.
It, it's going to, the universe and the like gods of good performance or gods of the theater, whatever.
The comedy gods.
Comedy gods. They'll come and give it to you a little bit. And I think that kind of happens in our lives. I mean, I just like this idea that like, while you are tired, you are still living and you will prevail and you're just tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I think we came up with a pretty good piece of advice when we started I Mom So Hard. We were both, obviously this thing like kind of took off really fast and we had to make a lot of decisions very quickly and they were big decisions. Like if I can say, like Jen was considering like a very high end like pharmaceutical job, I remember, and we had not been paid for anything with I Mom So Hard. We just had started gaining momentum. And I remember like just saying like, just give it. I feel like there's going to be something that will create money soon. I don't know what it is, but just like try to push them off. Try to push off that last interview. Like don't say yes yet. And we very quickly figured out like, we just have to go until we hear no. Like, let's just go until someone says this thing isn't going to be anymore. Whatever that is. Like when they came to us for the TV show, we were like, let's just go until we hear no. Like, let's not let us be the no. Let's let the, we're going to just keep rolling.
Yeah.
Until you guys tell us this thing isn't going to go anymore. We're not going to tell ourselves we can't do it. We're going to let other people or something or whatever tell us we can't.
So I guess it can mean to, I know you're tired, but like, don't let that that spark go out.
Yeah, don't let your spark of whether keep you're tired in your life. Keep your campfire
alive. Keep it going.
Yeah, keep your campfire lit. Like, and also, if it's not lit, you better figure out, you deserve to have a lit fire. You deserve to have like passion and excitement. And if it's not happened for you, you have the right to change it. Yeah. You do. Like if you're, I mean, I don't know. I'm just in such a space where I'm like, I hope everybody knows that like if you've got the fire to do something, that thing is going to work out. I wholeheartedly believe that.
And you'll probably still, say it doesn't, you'll land someplace you feel good about.
You'll be
about
better
still.
About failing than, what do we always say? Like you'd rather land on your own sword.
Like die by your own sword.
Die by your own sword. I'm not completely sure what that means, but I love the genre.
Well, okay, so Heather Pratt Bullfinch said this one, and this like reminded me of my grandmother. She said, there can be more than one pretty girl in the room. There doesn't have to be a prettiest, which I was like, well, that applies to a lot of things. And she goes on to say, in a group can have 10 smart people. It doesn't need to have a smartest. And so with success and so with sports. And one time my husband and I were fighting about who's more tired, babies and teaching versus medical school and studying. And she said, I don't understand. Can't you both be tired?
That's so great.
Yeah.
I really love that. I think
can hear
can
my
always,
grandma saying that to me. Like,
yeah, just why does one have to be more
time.
Than
yeah,
the other?
Yeah.
You're not the only.
Yeah.
You're not the only planet, you know? Some of these that I really liked were just brass tacks ones. That,
yeah.
Like, how many people were like, the advice I give you is make sure you wear clean underwear just in case you're in an accident. Why is that a thing? It's my favorite thing that, like, makes me wonder, who wasn't wearing clean? Like, that's your concern if we're in a giant accident is if I've crapped myself. I promise it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, see, I didn't even think about that. If it's big enough, you will crap yourself.
I'm going to crap my pants. Yeah. And if that's what, I guess I'm just more open about it. I'm like, okay, well, if that's what judges.
But maybe they can tell if it's been there a long time.
Maybe they're like, this isn't today's.
This
slug
hasn't changed these chonies in quite a long
time. These are Thursday underpants, and this is happening on a Tuesday.
They say Thursday on the front of them.
Yeah, they say Thursday on the front of them, like she's an 8-year-old. I love, these are a couple that I just thought were really funny and totally direct. This one woman, Kara, goes, hey, when you're picking out your kids' names, you need to stand at your door, yell it four times in a row and see if it has a nice ring to it. Mm. See if it flows nicely before you choose it. Smart. I'm thinking to myself, Finn. Yep, that one works. Eleanor, not so much. And it is harder to say her name. A lot of consonants.
My husband did a thing I didn't think of was what does it rhyme with that could be a nickname. Oh, yeah,
that's I've always done that because I'm a 7-year-old. I wanted to name Eleanor Tessa, but I was afraid they'd call her testicle.
See, wouldn't even cross my mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Always. Like, yeah, you said you wanted to do the name Killian, and I was like, nope, they're going to call him Killer or Kill. We're killing you.
Well, that's actually why we didn't name him that. Because
I know, it sounds like kill.
Sounds a little rough.
So then this one, so random. This is a piece of advice somebody's mother gave them. Forget the priesthood and just go into engineering like your Uncle Joe.
You know what? I think that's about the best advice I've heard.
I just love it. It's so specific.
Forget the priesthood. Can a woman become a priest?
I was going to say that must be written by a dude, which makes perfect sense that this is the takeaway.
Yeah.
Like, what a difference between what other women are writing about their mothers. This guy's like, well, literally, my mom told me to forget the priesthood and go into engineering. I'm glad I did it. I'm working for Boeing.
I want to know what advice men get from there.
I think it's very different. We'll do a Father's Day post and we'll compare the two, but I think it is very different. My dads were always like very business related and pragmatic. Like, you can shit in one hand and wish in another and see what fills up first. And I'm like, I don't want to shit in my hand. Yeah. Why would I shit in my hand, Dad? He's like, he's busier than a double peckered goat during breeding season. He's more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
That's really funny.
Dewey has all the tacky ones.
I love those.
Great, until they're 100% inappropriate and you're like, oh, God, no, Dad, no. You can't say that.
I'm not sure I listened to my parents because the thing I can think of my dad saying was, you should just live with a man instead of marrying him. And I'm like, what dad says that?
You know what? Because they're thinking in a more pragmatic thing, and they obviously get super nervous when they're talking about. They're not going to be like, when you make love, I don't.
Dad did, like, when I was randomly going out, goes, use a condom, like yells it out the door, amazing. And I was like, I'm going to do a cheer competition. So
that's amazing that he would even think to say that. By the way, my parents never, not one time in high school ever said, hey, should we get you on the pill? Like, question mark. Like, is that happening? They were like, no, it's fine. Her disposition is the pill.
I think he just had read someplace that you should say those kinds of things.
Getting into the shuttle bus,
he might have meant
wear a condom.
He might have meant wear your seatbelt, but it came out all confused.
Yeah, he's like seatbelt and condom, not both at the same time. But if that's how it's working,
depends on what you're doing exactly. But neither one's a good idea.
Both are protective.
Well, I know, but you shouldn't be doing require both at the same time. It's just poor judgment.
I don't know. I didn't have high school sex. I just had unprotected sex in a Mini Cooper and was pregnant at my wedding.
Great. Speaking of advice, do you have any more?
I don't. I would say my advice is be nice to yourself and have a good day.
Yeah.
Don't listen to people like Casey who make fitness seem easy.
Let's be fair though. What is advice that you give to your kids? Like, maybe that you didn't get from your parents or your mom that you do give to your kids?
I would say the thing that I would tell them is and if anybody loops me back to Glennon Doyle, this was mine first. I would say, just say the hard thing and it's out and we'll go from there. Like, I want you to know, like, you can say the thing to me and it's all good. Like, I try to make it like not a big deal, you know, like saying the hard thing, like, you got to tell me if your vagina hurts. Just got to tell me. Like, that's it. Just say it. Mom, my vagina hurts. Okay, well, let's figure it out.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of like, because the only thing I could think of that, I mean, I've got longer diatribes, which they can go into, but I do say to my kids, we don't keep secrets. So that means that's good. Like, about anything, about, you know, like, you can keep your friend's favorite song a secret if it's embarrassing. You probably shouldn't read their diary for 5 million people to hear. But if you help your friend by telling that secret, you should tell that secret. you know.
Mm-hmm. You didn't help your friend. Your friend went down memory lane 20 years later. And it was a lane that I had closed and a lane that I thought I was driving in a cool car.
20 years later.
Then we went back to do a hometown show in front of 4,000 people. That's cool. That's pretty cool. But then we read it there.
Read it again.
And that was, and they showed up to the show.
My front row. My crushes. You're welcome.
And they hold up, by the way. They look, they're good looking guys. I stand by it.
Speaking of crushes, who wants a hot flash?
Me.
You, okay, Krista does not know who this guy is, and I accidentally found him and followed him.
Which, by the way, can we just say that was Jen's voice? This never happens. Also, to defend myself, as I'm on TikTok, I'm more watching cleaning hacks and those the Asian people that have all the fun gizmos that clean their house. Those are the ones I'm watching, and sometimes hot traps.
I feel like... Traps. For this thirst trap, I need to make a disclaimer. I don't care if he can read or write. He does look like he's handy, Terry, just because you're going to want to go check him. I hate most things about his Instagram except for his photos.
Okay, well, why would you even read his Instagram? Like, what do you care? You're trying to find out.
Well, I needed to find out why he's famous.
You don't know how thirst traps work.
I don't. Hold on. I got to set it up first. He's an Australian actor. And he played Schwarzenegger in a movie called Bigger in 2018.
Okay.
That's where you might know about him in the States, but evidently he's real hot.
Okay.
In Australia. But he does have on his Instagram under his name, Trust God Bro. And I think... But Kristen... All right, you just start going through those pictures, okay?
Okay.
Not that first one per se, but why don't you start with these ones? Go through that carousel.
Oh, my God.
There. Go through that carousel.
Is it...
See?
Is he with his dog?
He's with his dog. He's getting mauled by his dog right there.
He's being mauled by his cute little dog, and he's got facial hair.
Yeah.
He's got a bird on his head.
He can speak. Look at that.
Good God, man.
There's more of his dog.
Oh.
It's him on the beach with his dog.
Him kissing his dog, looking alone, just looking at the ocean.
He is a alone. Part of... These are all with his...
Good God. This is very your type of guy.
No, but I know. You keep going. Here.
He's got all these tattoos.
Okay, so go back. Okay. Go back to his... Search.
Should we give his name? Callum Von Moger?
Yep.
Callum Von Moger. 3.2 million followers.
Callum Von Moger. Yeah, he's sir. He's
good.
That's
God,
hard to look
man.
Up why he's famous because he's
this guy. I'm into his dog, but I'm more into him.
He's get hello.
Oh,
hello. Yep.
His pants are tight.
I'm gonna tell you. He's he's got a Momoa
is
vibe.
Is he measuring? I'm just saying if this guy is handy. He has large tools.
I think, yeah.
I'm not sure if you're supposed to say that today. I'm just saying, I think he can read. I think he can.
Every inch counts. He's got a shirt that says every inch counts.
Shirt that says every inch counts. And I'm blushing. And it's a tank top.
What?
What?
It's what?
Good God, man.
He's fishing, Kristen. He's just
God, man. He's so jacked. I thought it was his butt. He's so jacked. He's upset.
I'm not into jacked people, but it just seems like.
That is 100%
he's really
true.
Sweet.
You are such a liar. She's so into like beefcakes.
My husband's a beefcake, you guys.
Yeah.
Go back to those blue shorts. Part of the job, I'm
you
doing
guys,
research
I'm
for
upset.
You. Guys.
I'm like, is that where he puts his towel? Like, there's a lot going on.
Kristen's spending a lot of pants time.
There's not a lot of pants there. I'm not saying.
Well,
I'm
I
saying
didn't
he's not
that,
wearing.
Kristen.
He's
maybe
wearing
I did.
Terry cloth shorts. there's a lot going
again.
On.
That's a,
I don't like that picture of him. But if he would have one with a book, we'd be
riding a bike. What's going on?
What's going on in that?
We haven't said anything for 5 minutes. I decided.
point that out. So that happened by accident. I think he was on the
We have no idea how we found him, but good on you, buddy. You got more fans.
You're welcome likes. For that. Wow, you,
by the way, if anybody wants to like our Instagram, that would be great. Because we just keep giving heat to everybody else's. Feel free to go through our posts and talk about how hot we are.
We'll tag him.
Yep. We'll
you know what? You're going to ask what's in their pants, and I'll tell you. It says weird skin over a C-section scar. So didn't go back
we
right.
We got to get out of this podcast. We got to get out.
I think we're done.
Oh, bye.
We advise you to leave. Bye.